This is WKAR Online. Reworking Michigan examines our evolving economy as the citizens of the Great Lakes State explore new ways to make a living and build a future. Cities around the world are competing for new businesses and talented workers. Lansing is no exception. Cultural initiatives can and do play a role in economic development. With that in mind, a new program strives to tell the stories of artists, musicians, and business owners along Michigan Avenue. In this week's Reworking Michigan, WKAR's Kevin Lavery takes a closer look at downtown Lansing's front door.
If you want to see the heart of Lansing, take a drive down Michigan Avenue. All right, let's see here. Let's find the right station.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh.
Ah, there it is.
Okay, I'm turning down Michigan Avenue right now. And there's all the usual sights. There's the Stadium District off to my left. Cooley Law School Stadium on my right. Right in front of me is the Capitol, and there's Bogie Tower, the Lansing Center. All the things that people who live in Lansing see every single day.
But if you want to see the soul of Lansing, you have to hit the sidewalks and explore what's tucked away behind the landmarks. That mindset is the inspiration behind the Ave. Scattered along Michigan Avenue are a series of blue placards mounted outside eight local sites. Hold up your smartphone, scan the QR code, and you've just downloaded a short video story about the people behind the place. Each video is produced by a Michigan State University student. Organizers say the Ave is the only project of its kind in the U.S. Coordinator Vince Delgado is an academic specialist for civic engagement at MSU. He says the concept of placemaking is vital to any community's sense of identity.
A lot of writers and researchers are beginning to see place as a collection of the stories and myths we tell each other about that place. And if you can't connect to those stories, that place is really not exhibiting its identity for people to connect with.
The locations include restaurants, a tattoo parlor, and a women's center. But Delgado stresses the vignettes are really about people, not brick and mortar.
There is a great story on the Ave about a young gentleman who's a financial planner during the day and an artist at night.
Here's Jeremy Mason.
Michigan Ave to me is kind of bringing the business people together. It's bringing artistic people together. As a financial advisor and as an artist at night, I can totally relate to that because, you know, in this community, that's a place where I can exist and be.
Delgado is excited about the connectivity the Ave creates between students and their subjects.
And so they bring a sensibility that's extremely fresh. There's kind of an amateur aspect that's interesting to people, to the stories and the way they tell them, although some of these stories are just beautifully shot and told. And actually, they make the stories feel that much more authentic and real, I think.
The Ave marks MSU student Thea Card's debut as a published journalist. The experience helped her master some basic skills, like entering an unfamiliar place and interviewing people at random.
I'm really hoping that this will open doors, particularly because I'm interested in like community reporting as opposed to national reporting. And I think this is a really good way to kind of get into that.
Civic leaders see real economic value in the Ave. Julie Pinkston is Senior Vice President for the Greater Lansing Convention and Visitors Bureau. She thinks the project will give tourists and conventioneers a deeper understanding of the city's culture that goes far beyond a brochure. Pinkston tells the story of Emil's, a 90-year-old restaurant that often served Al Capone when he passed through town on bootlegging runs.
We put that in our visitor guide one year, and people went to that business just to say that, you know, I went there and checked out where Al Capone hung out. And so that's one that I know has been proven successful with just one little story.
Organizers say Michigan Avenue is just the first of many Aves with rich stories to tell. They want to expand the project to several other main thoroughfares in Lansing and eventually across the state of Michigan. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Kevin Lavery with Reworking Michigan.